title Aspan's personalized Let's Go, Brandon Golf Balls. By Warner Todd Houston on December 16, 2021. Golf ball maker Titleist has quietly banned customers from adding the phrase Let's Go Brandon to its custom imprinted golf balls, Breitbart Sports has learned. Last week news began circulating that the golf ball giant was preventing the popular anti-Biden phrase from its personalized balls product, according to Fox News. When Breitbart Sports tried to order personalized Titleist Pro V1 balls on the company website, the company initially took the order but soon sent an email telling us that the phrase Let's Go Brandon was not allowed and that our purchase was cancelled. Breitbart Sports attempted to purchase balls with Let's Go Brandon imprinted in red on a package of 3 Pro V1 balls. But after placing the order, an email was sent reading in part, "Thank you for your recent golf ball order on Titleist.com. Unfortunately, we cannot accept your custom order in its current form and, as such, it has been cancelled in our system." The email did not explain what word or words the company deemed inappropriate. But on the company's website, the terms and conditions state that they can reject any request. A cushioned company reserves the right, the terms say, to reject orders for imprints on our products that may, in our sole discretion, be inconsistent with our company values or brand identity, including, but not limited to logos, designs and/or personalizations that are negative in nature, advocate violence or illegal activity, or are slurs, hateful, threatening, libelous, defamatory, vulgar, obscene or pornographic. It is unknown which category of banned topics Let's Go Brandon might have violated. Still, Titleist appears to have no problem with customers who wish to attack Donald Trump. Fox News found that a series of anti-Trump messages did not appear to trigger a ban. F Trump, kill Trump, and even kill cops were all seemingly acceptable to Titleist. Let's Go Brandon was accidentally created in October by CBS Sports reporter Kelly Stavast while interviewing Brandon Brown, the winner of the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. Stavast was ridiculed for mischaracterizing a chant the NASCAR crowd was yelling, turning what was obviously "Fuck Joe Biden" into "Let's Go Brandon." Stavast claimed the crowd was trying to cheer on race winner Brown. The chant has become a mainstay along with the more vulgar "Fuck Joe Biden" and has become a popular way of blasting Biden without using the F word. The chant has rung out at events, including football games, concerts, and any other type of event that draws big crowds. Other recent LGB news included a Let's Go Brandon themed store opening for holiday shopping in Deep Blue, Massachusetts, and an LGB themed boat winning third place in a Virginia boat parade before having the award rudely taken away by parade organizers. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.